Akron launched its attempt this week to make voting a joy, not a duty. The project here and in Miami, Philadelphia, and Wichita is being coordinated by Citizen University. I talked with the nonprofit's founder, Eric Liu, about the attempt to come up with 21st century versions of the excitement that surrounded U.S. elections in the 19th century. And at the first brainstorming session for the Joy of Voting projects, about a dozen people threw out about 100 ideas, ranging from a dunking booth for the mayor, yes, in November, to electronic billboards with voter selfies. Liu says that effort will be replicated in the other three cities over the next month.
Our aim is in each city to bring together artists, civic catalysts, design-minded people, neighbors, and just active citizens to think about how can we generate and create joyful, robust, participatory rituals around voting and elections, and to have it not be eat your vegetables or do your duty, but join the party.
When the release first came out, I said, look at this. They're talking about putting the joy back in voting. And people said, back? You know, it's not part of the context for most people.
It's not. And it's not in most people's living memory to have joy attached to voting. But the truth is, for a lot of American history, really till about the advent of television, elections were joyful, participatory, robust, and creative. You had open-air debates and street theater, and you had dueling parades, and you had food festivals all around getting people not only to vote on election day, but just drumming up interest in issues and candidates and so forth. And, you know, in some pockets of the country, there are still elements of that. But for the most part, ever since TV turned politics into a bit more of a mediated activity, which you consume in isolation, a lot of that joy has disappeared. And we just believe that it's possible to recreate it because people are hungry to be in community. And people are hungry to be in community for stuff that is actually creative and a bit playful. And if you can, you know, activate that hunger while at the same time getting people just to show up in democracy, it's a win-win.
Some of the things you were talking about were hearkening back to the street festival kind of thing, but you also mentioned new media in a few different ways. You've got to bring that in somehow, don't you?
Absolutely. I mean, I think the great power of the new technologies and social media today is the way that it can take a very simple image or meme and spread it virally and embed it in the consciousness, right? And that can be either a single image or it can be something, as people have talked about today, something like the Ice Bucket Challenge, something that becomes an activity that you want to do because you see it reflected back at you socially that a lot of other people are doing. And I think voting and participation in elections doesn't have to be an isolating, individuated thing. It can, should be this kind of massively viral social thing, and technology can help that.
So where do you go from here?
Well, what we're going to aim to do in the balance of this meeting is really just to begin to winnow down toward what are some ideas that some people in this room might want to run with and carry, and then who's not in the room, who needs to be reached out to and included and ask for their ideas. And over the next couple of weeks, we are going to solicit proposals for projects. This project is going to result in each of the four cities, five different projects getting funded at up to $3,600. Not a, you know, break the bank amount of money, but enough to make a really cool creative idea that could work locally. And then those experiments will run this summer and fall heading into the election of this year.
So you're actually thinking of some of this being in action well before election day or even the deadline to register?
Oh, yeah. I think a lot of the ideas that we heard did focus on either election day itself or right before election day, the weekend before. But I think the registration deadline is another thing, a moment to focus people's attention. Of course, you've got, you know, two conventions happening this summer, including one in the, you know, in the orbit of Akron. And so there will be these moments punctuated throughout the year where attention is already naturally going to gravitate toward the idea of politics. But, you know, so much of what's going on in national politics is so divisive right now, and so it is turning so many people off. And part of what we're trying to do here is to restore the sense of place and community and that local feeling of, hey, whatever, however you're going to vote on national elections, just showing up to vote is a part of what it means to be a citizen of Akron and to claim ownership of the city. And it's just what it means to be woven into a community that's bigger than just yourself.
That's Eric Liu, founder of Citizen University, who's spearheading the Joy of Voting project. The Knight Foundation is funding the project. I'm ML Schultze. 89.7 WKSU.